Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
There was a battle of titans on this week's episode. Anissa, what did you think about that Cara Maria and Rachel matchup?
You know, it's exciting to see, you know, two women of their caliber duke it out. However, they weren't really duking. They were just tossing. And they had aim like they were blindfolded. So, I mean, we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
it was interesting for them, but, you know, that's a challenge for you.
Yeah, and I also think that it's like the actual daily challenge, it was that unbraided, reloaded on the side of the trucks. And, you know, when you're competing with so many people on a team and you get to be put in the bottom because of that, that's just such a frustrating feeling. Mm-hmm. There's way too many moving parts for when you're operating and working as a team, that when you right. when you're on the bottom because of that, and now it's another girls' day, it's kind of right. just like,
well, worst case we had that scenario. Double last week, so.
But the week before that was a girls' week. It was three girls' weeks in a row because Tina got her star, and then it was.
Yeah, but then Janelle left.
But still, so, it was still a girls'.
Still, yeah.
You know
I
what
wish
I'm saying?
It wasn't, but.
Oh, man, brutal. Well, the winners of this challenge were Laurel, Cam, Steve, Derek, and Ryan. And I loved their team dynamic. What mm-hmm. were you thinking when you were watching them compete?
Well, I think it's great because those, like, I did it before and Ace has done it before, this unbraided thing, except we were just hanging from this gigantic thing, crane in Africa. And to watch people who've never done it do it so efficiently was very interesting. And on the side of a truck, just bouncing around with limited space. Mm-hmm. It was impressive to watch.
Yeah.
I would have been dizzy and annoyed and smashed like a bug on a windshield.
Same.
So, props to them.
I think it was really clear that, you know, and they had mentioned it, like there was such a strong presence with Laurel and Cam that they were able to direct where everybody should go, which made it very easy to have a coach on the field or a captain of the team.
Right.
Whereas if when we looked at the group that Rachel was in and some of the other players, it was just
chaos.
It just felt like chaos, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that like it's just so obvious now that when you have a challenge where you have a lot of people working together on something that's pretty complicated, it's like one or two voices, one or two cooks in the kitchens,
right?
Or else it's just going to be an absolute mess.
Both of those kitchens.
Kitchens. One or two cooks.
We got cooks in the kitchens.
I can't ever say anything right.
You can. You have skinnier teeth. You fucking nailed it today.
Yeah. Well, we haven't hit that.
We haven't hit that yet, but you're amazing.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
I'll
so
do my
now
best.
We have this losing group of Rachel, Nicole, Cara Maria, and Veronica. I mean, pretty stacked losing group. Don't really want to go against any of them.
No.
And now they're going to have to go against one another. I mean,
yeah.
It wouldn't be my ideal losing group.
No, definitely not. And I think people are smelling like blood in the water with this one because you have Cara Maria down there. You have Rachel down there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Veronica and Rachel are friends. And then Nicole's also a great competitor. So it's kind of just like, oh, shit. It's a strong woman down there no matter what.
Well, I feel like Derek and Ryan may have Rachel and Veronica's back before they would have Nicole and Cara. But then you have like Cam. Does she want revenge against Cara? And then Laurel and Nicole and their dynamic. And then Steve's just like, whatever. Because mm-hmm. I don't know where his allegiance stands. You know, I don't know where he is in the game yet. Because this episode really wasn't about him.
Yeah.
But seeing how they voted, I mean, I get it. you want strong people to go against one another, kind of saves you. Cam gets what she wants. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's definitely some type of revenge, mm-hmm. you know? So it's interesting to see how this vote is just pretty clear cut, but also to see how, you know, Ryan's like, I'm never going to vote for Rachel, you know? So to see like where people are like, hey, this is my girl and I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have mixed feelings on the way the voting went. And it's just interesting watching the Kara and Cam story unfold, right? Because like I know them to be, and we all know them to be great friends. Maybe they don't talk as much outside of the game as, you know, the game portrays, at least, right? Like you assume people are friends on the outside, but you never really know. But Kara definitely feels like in this particular vote, everyone's really gunning for her. And she's feeling like because of what she did the week prior, where she didn't have Cam's back on the Ayana vote, that now it's kind of coming full circle. And Cam's looking at it like, okay, well, we're not playing together. We're not playing together. I think you right. can look at it from both sides. I think you can look at it and say, okay, well, Cam has drawn a line in the sand, but she also felt like Kara drew it first. And from Kara's perspective, it kind of looks like Kara's just trying to play her own game, but still have an allegiance with Cam up until this point. It's just interesting. And I think obviously like being in the bottom, knowing that you could go up against somebody like Rachel, that just is such a direct shot at that point, because it's like Rachel's such a good competitor that it's like, how could there be a friendship after this? I don't know. I feel like that's a difficult one to come back from. I feel like they've kind of established where they're at, and it just,
I see it only getting worse for Cam and Kara.
Yeah. But,
you know, tensions, we still have a lot of game left to play.
So the elimination was called Star Slice, not to be confused with Pizza Slice, just in case anyone thought they were throwing sharp pieces of pizza at that board. And the winner was Cara Maria, and Rachel lost. Anissa, what did you think about watching this elimination?
I mean, it's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
But I think when people watch this, it's just such a crapshoot.
Yeah.
That was anyone's game. I mean, it was no one's game for the first 20 throws because they were busy trying to take out production in the back. I'm like, how do you guys throw it that far up? I think perhaps if they had like a cute little 5-minute training, that game would have been a little different. But it's kind of a nail biter if nobody makes it for the first hour. It was sad to see Rachel go because I feel like we didn't get enough of her, especially since she hasn't been on our screens for so long. So,
yeah,
you know, and I'm biased. I mean, Rachel and I have been friends for 21 years, 22 years now. So it's, you know, I want to see what she's got. Let's see if the lady still got it. She does. She does. It's all the burpees. But this wasn't a burpee competition. If it was,
yeah,
it may have been different. So Kara wins and then gives her star to Jasmine.
That was so spicy and I loved it.
Jasmine's like, give it to me. I don't care. And what?
I just can't wait to see how this all unfolds. Like Jasmine brings so much energy to the show.
She's always been spice ball.
I love it.
She's always been spicy.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Anissa, who are you going to give your all-star of the episode to?
I mean, Laurel and Cam really did take hold of that. I'll give it a doble star to the girls, to the women, that they could navigate a whole group of people. And they did it effortlessly, and it seemed so fast. What about you?
Yeah, I also have to give it to – I guess if you're going to give it to them, I want to give mine to Jasmine, because I really enjoyed the energy she brought this episode. And somehow, by making an enemy, she got a star. I think that was a little bit of a finesse on her part. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. A little star flex.
Yeah, a little star flex. Who would you give your no star to?
I mean, it might be a toss-up. One, my star goes to Kara and Rachel's aim.
Oh, yeah.
They have no star for that. The other no star goes to Tina. Tina. Aww. You didn't need to say your girl's name. I get it, but I don't get it. So no star for you. And you don't have a star anymore either. So, like, it kind of works.
Yeah, I'll co-sign that one because I think that's tough. I feel like even if, you know, it was at the very bottom of the bottom, I don't know how I'd feel about saying your name. So I get it.
Yeah, it stings.
Unless you gave me your blessing, which is a whole different story.
But still, don't do it. Okay, you know, so like you have my blessing because I don't want to seem like a child. But also if you do it, that's the end of us.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see what happens now. But obviously, before we even get into next week, I think we really just got to get the answers from the queen herself, who was in the elimination arena, who's already won an elimination this season, and who has made her comeback after 10 years of taking a break from the challenge. We have an interview with Rachel Robinson coming up right after this.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
All right, guys. I am especially excited for this episode because we have the one and only, I mean, you could probably list her as one of the best female competitors to ever come on the show. Let's be real. She's absolutely incredible through and through, from who she is as a person to who she is as a competitor. She's known from Road Rules Campus Crawl, but better known as one of the best challenge champions in the game and the owner of Rachel Fitness. So everybody, please welcome in Rachel Robinson.
Woo! And the crowd goes wild.
I'm sure they'll add the effect in, hopefully, yeah, and not you. Our little tiny soft hand clap.
I mean, I told them this podcast is going to be like three best friends talking.
It feels like that.
Probably.
Pretty much.
I never thought I would ever see you on our screens again. I know that we've talked over the years. I'm like, please do it. You're like, I have a family and a life. Like, I can't. I'm like, you can just do one. And then you do one, and I'm not there. And I was really sad. However, it was really nice to watch you this time play, like, because we haven't seen you play since what? Duel 2?
No.
Oh, X's.
Hello, how could you forget?
Sorry. Being Rachel's partner
is
frightening.
That fun season we had, Anissa, where we were
the only two girl couples. We fucking killed it, though.
We did.
Well, listen, we really
could have been halfway. I mean, nobody would have thought that, but like we were kind of on an uphill battle in terms of the house dynamics. But past. We don't need to worry about that no more. Mm-hmm.
So 10 years goes by. What made you do this one?
You know, it was just honestly, I didn't want X's to be my last memory of the show. I really have to say, like,
because of Anissa,
I love Anissa, and listen, you're one of the best partners in the game because you are so smart and you are so good with making friends, and it comes natural. It's not something you do because you're strategizing, but that season was just not fun for me. So
I know.
I really wanted
a lot of naps.
Yeah, I really wanted to come back and have a fun season and remind myself why I originally fell in love with the challenge. Mm-hmm. And so it was always on the back of my mind. And, you know, I obviously started a family, got married. I have a career that I'm very proud of. And it's not so easy to leave. But I finally got my wife on board.
And Shout out to Natalie G.
So she held down the fort and I was able to go. And it was honestly cosmic because it is very special for me to go back with best friends.
Right.
You know, with even just Brad and Ace and so many of us that it's really true. I mean, 20 years you've known these people and it feels like not a day goes by when you see them again. So it's just crazy how that works. And it felt really special. It felt, you know, I was not sure how I would walk into the game in terms of competing. And I think that winning a star on the first challenge was, it was so monumental for me for so many reasons, because during that challenge, there was so much I had to overcome in my own head. Like, not giving up. Like that first star took me like all eight tries. So right. It was, you know, I really came back from behind. And I remember laying in bed that night and I'm like, you fucking did it. Like you came back and you got a star on your first episode and like on the first challenge, you know? And I just remember feeling this sense of, you know, just relief and also proving to myself that I am the competitor that I remember myself to be. I just hadn't done it in so long. So that was really nice. And then obviously, well, I'll let you guys go. You know, we'll get into the eliminations.
No, it's
girl,
fine.
Take
it's
it away.
The eliminations, they don't give me breaks on, you know, boo. They didn't give me no breaks.
No, but the Tina and Veronica dynamic for me is very nostalgic because I've lived with it. But watching it and your dynamic with Tina,
I know,
just cracks me up because Tina's not great at this game.
No.
I love her to death, but she is hilarious.
I agree. I mean, Tina's one of those people where I immediately loved her when I met her on The Gauntlet. And this is back in 2003. Okay. And nobody liked her. Everyone thought she was too loud. She was too opinionated. She was too, you know, and I said, I like those qualities. I like that she's loud. I like that she's opinionated. I like that she's funny, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And that really set that really set our friendship. And then, you know, moving forward through the years, we've always stayed in touch. Obviously, Veronica and I have a long history. So that was interesting to come back to, but also really therapeutic because we really did have each other's back in the game. And it really felt like an old challenge. It felt like a battle of the sexes, or it felt like a gauntlet.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what I wanted to come back to. I think that's how I remember the challenge. That's the feelings that I have with it. And for me, it was the perfect setup. And I just loved this season. I really did. I had the best time. I thought the guys were amazing. I thought the women were so strong from every single woman. I remember stepping on and looking at the 12 women and thinking to myself, wow, every single woman here is an opinionated badass. Right. Where you go back to Floral, Laurel, I mean, Cam, like it would, there was no, not even one spot where you could say this woman isn't opinionated and going to do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's how I saw the cast. And once I saw all 12 women, I said, there's something special happening here. And you know, I obviously am a huge feminist. So,
no.
Groundbreaking, that, guys.
That is, we would have never known. You hit it so well.
Feminist, so,
hey, same, sis.
You know, I'm amongst my friends here. So we can speak like that. And, you know, there was something, I know you two can speak on it. There's some challenges where it just feels special. And then there's some where you're like,
get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I want to get out of here, you know? And this was a special one. And I think everyone is going to say that, whether they're the first one gone or a winner, they're going to say there's something special about this season.
I mean, I think there's something special about All Stars in and of itself. It's just a different feeling because we went through the trauma bond early on in life where like, we were still developing as like young people. So these people are part of our identities. So I think it makes it a little bit different than the flagship, if you will. And people play more of like a straight up game because they know who they are. And that's like with every episode we've done of the podcast for All Stars, it's like nobody gives a shit. Like, you are who you are. Like, at 42, I'm not going to change because I'm going on a show with a bunch of people. You know, like, I know who I am. Like, you're not going to change who I am. So I like that. And
that's one of the things I said in my interview. I said, listen, the last time you saw me, I was a 28-year-old girl. I'm a 40-year-old woman now. Like,
you had your own opinions, Rachel. You definitely did. You just napped a little bit more.
I was quick to always have my own opinions, and I definitely never went with the crowd just because the crowd said go with the crowd.
Yeah. I think you're not a groupthink kind of girl.
No, in fact, I'm probably quite the opposite. It's like if the whole crowd's saying do something, I'm like, wait, it's that game. You know, so that's kind of the way that, you know, I have operated. But talking about trauma bonding, just because you said that, I also want to mention that I also got to know a lot of new people that I realized their experience was so much similar to mine. And there really is a true trauma bond on these challenges, like Avery. Avery, I loved her. I mean, I thought she was great. I loved her as a person. And she had a very traumatic exes too experience.
Oh, yeah. With
on Johnny. The challenge. And I didn't know any of this. I come in not knowing anything, right? And we're kind of comparing notes, right, on like what we've been through. And it really is true. Like when I sat down and I kind of went back to my room that night, I said, that's so weird that we have such a same experience, you know, in terms and the same kind of season, like, you know, and exes and this. It was just very... It was very interesting. That's all I have to say. Like, there was a lot.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what?
a lot of lesbians. There was a lot of lesbians. We had Laurel and Nicole, you know, like really, really being stereotypical lesbians back and forth. but, you know.
I think it's really interesting to watch you connect with all these people. Like, even watching your relationship going back to Ayana unfold, like seeing how you had her back. And you were there for her, and then also you having to go up and compete against her. What was it like to go against Ayana in that elimination and then like coming back into the house after having to beat your friend?
Well, I think what happened to Ayana is a typical thing I've seen play out in a challenge multiple times. It's when the upper hand in the house, so people with a lot of political power, i.e. Cam and Leroy, decide they have a target, right? And you could say anything at that point. She could have said anything. She was going to be, I believe she was starting to annoy the wrong people and she was going to go in. I think that was something that was just kind of brewing, right? So she didn't do herself a favor by giving them a reason, right? But I having known nothing, and obviously I don't like to see anyone feel alone in the game. Yeah. To me, I was watching her and I could pick up on where she was going, because I always say you can always tell when someone's depressed on the show because they just sleep.
No, it's the truth.
You know,
it's
whenever you see somebody just sleeping all the time, it's a telltale sign that like they're in an emotional regression on the show.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to be there for her. I did really keep in touch with her through the year. I sent her, you know, fitness gear. I sent her bands. I really was encouraging her because I was watching from afar her getting into shape. Mm-hmm. And I was there for her. And, you know, the truth is that she was having issues with a few people in the house and they just didn't like her talking. They didn't like her saying her opinion. They didn't, you know, she obviously is a very opinionated person as well. And
she's passionate.
She's passionate, you know. But it was interesting kind of the way the game played, because the whole reasoning to not send Jasmine in against Janelle was that they were saying that she's a single mother and she needs this. I don't know if she needs this. Right. And then literally the next challenge, they're sending in the single mother with four kids. And I was like, well, where do we kind of, you know,
the rule doesn't apply to everyone. They like
the narrative only works when it works the way you want to work it. You know?
1,000%.
Yeah. And that was my issue with it. And nobody needed it more than Ayana. Nobody needed like the, you know, just the challenge more than her. So it was bittersweet. It was also interesting for me because I was put in obviously to take her out, which looking back, to be honest, I went in with very calm ease, but she was probably one of the hardest people to take out in the game. I mean,
watching that, I was like, wow, this could go either way. She's
and she's intimidating. Let me tell you, and
beast.
She's very smart, very smart. So I was blessed to get something that I definitely thrived in. I knew get low. We'll talk about what happens to me in that elimination, but
this lady.
Yeah. But in terms of, I was, you know, she could take out a lot of people in an elimination is my point. So
yeah.
And the way that the house kind of spoke about it was, oh, we're going to send Rachel in. She's going to take out Ayana, you know. And I mean, people were ready to quit. People were in the house. I mean, Cam had said she was going to quit. Jasmine said she was going to quit. Like there was a lot of people, a lot of chatter, you know. So after I won, I was like, okay, guys, I did you all a favor. You can thank me now.
Right.
And they literally throw me into the next one. And I'm like, well, I don't feel very appreciated right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, they threw you in. I get it. They weaponized you, which is a familiar feeling, and Tori knows that. But also, like, it's a twofer. Like, you also have the chance of getting Rachel out of the game. As a person that's not your friend saying this, it's so but understand that they do that. So, yeah. Like, if it does go wrong, we have somebody who's already emotionally kind of like, eh, and somebody who might be really like a removed headwise from the game. And then we have Rachel. So if Rachel goes home, well, we still have this person, we can throw them back in. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a win-win for a lot of people. But I want to know more so. Cam had some opinions. Mm-hmm. And I know you have some opinions about Cam's opinions. Because we talk a lot about in the last two episodes about friendships, you know, and how much they mean. And trusting mm-hmm. people. And I know that coming into this game, Cam and Kara were really tight.
Yeah.
So we see you and Kara have this previous conversation, stars protect stars. And then you get to watch it and see that, like, there's going to be a rift between Kara and Cam because they were friends. I mean, do you understand Cam's reaction to that?
No, I think that people that play this game and expect you to play their game, it's a very entitled position. So for me, the fact that Cam couldn't sit back and say, you know what? I realize that this is Kara's game too. She has to play her own game, mm-hmm. you know? It's kind of like there are some people who play the game and they expect you to play it the way that they want you to play it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't play it the way they want you to play it, then there's a wrath that comes down, right? And we've seen this, and this is actually more of the more successful challengers kind of play the game like this, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like
cowardly.
It doesn't sit well with me when people play it like that, you know? If you have a
I just want to chime in on this for 2 seconds because I feel like I've done that Cam move twice. Well, twice to Jordan, actually. On what? Global Champions, when I cut a deal for Jordan to keep him safe, uh-huh. and then he didn't follow through, and then it turned into a big blowout fight between him and I, and then he called me a terrorist. That was kind of the same thing, right?
Yes, like he did. Yeah. Called you an emotional terrorist. Right?
Okay, and so what I learned my good old partner. Doing that, because in me doing that, was it in a sense manipulative? Yeah, but I looked at it as like protecting both of our teams, right? But what I see now from the other side is true. You cannot and you shouldn't expect somebody to play your game, even if you have their back. Like I've done that Cam move before, and it has backfired on me as well. So I feel like I see it from both sides completely because where you want to have your friend have your back, but at the same time, you have to realize you are not your friend, and not everybody who's in your alliance is not your pawn. You can't make everybody do what you want them to do, you know? But
the truth is that Kara and I had a very nice friendship forming. I was very supportive of her. I thought she was, you know, she didn't rub me any wrong way. I loved that she was so strong and doing so well. Again, I'm a woman's woman. Like, I'm excited by women doing well in the game. Okay. Yeah. I am hoping that a woman wins at the end. So I, in the back of my head, was like, I'm not playing the game of get the strong women out. Cause guess what? That's an old played out move. Every challenge I've ever done, it's like, get the strong.
They don't do that anymore. You know, they don't do it anymore. They don't, Rach. Well, they literally throw weaker people in.
Not weaker.
Sorry. Let's not put that word out there. Cause Tori got fucking
roasted for that.
Oh my God. They like threw her to the wolves, put her on the stake, burned her, stoned her. I'm saying that people that they think that aren't, it makes more sense to not have the strongest people in the end. I get that part. Cause you want to win. I mean, I'd hate to lose to somebody I thought was not as strong as I was, but I want to be with people I respect so that I can sleep at night knowing I won or lost to them. That's the biggest issue for me. You do want your ride at the end to be a little bit easier because, to be honest, I don't want to go head to head with you in certain things.
Listen, this is all I'm going to say. I was playing my game. Okay. Yeah. I was very appreciative that Kara did not say my name. That was extremely monumental for me. I said, wow, that is showing her really having her own mind and really playing her own game. And I respect that. I think that's a very you know, noble thing to do for yourself in the in your game. Would I turn around and then steal her star? Absolutely not.
No,
so
right.
I don't think I don't think that that was me. What I'm trying to say is that was in no way or shape or form me playing a weak game. In fact, me transferring the star from Tina to Veronica is absolutely hilarious. Tina did
It's the funniest shit ever.
She did absolutely nothing for it. And to be honest,
it was funny.
Let's be honest here. There is a sense of like almost like royalty when it comes to Veronica in the game. And she deserves that star. Let
it's
her have
true.
That star, you know, like
she is queen.
She is queen, you know.
But it also doesn't really ruffle any feathers. Like, it doesn't make anything. Like, why wouldn't you give your star to your friends?
Ruffled, though.
Well, no, but
played into
but I'm saying, right. I'm saying, but why wouldn't you give your friends a star?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that part. I'm just trying to put it, like, that deliberation in a different way. Like, if it were Veronica and Veronica said to someone that's her friend, it's like, hey, why don't we do this? And you're like, nah.
Listen, here's a few things I'm going to say. One, I was actually thankful that they put me against Diana because the other two options were Tina or Veronica.
Right.
So
okay.
That was also in the back of my head. I was like, listen, I'm okay with this because I really don't want to go against a friend this early on, you know?
Totally. Yep.
Two, there's a sense of, and I'm sure we can all speak on this, there's a sense of luck that plays into this game, okay? There's a little bit of luck, a lot of heart. My exit with the trucks, I could belay all day. You give me ropes to untangle with only myself on, I would have been one of the first done. Mm-hmm. But I had-
I could belay all day.
I could belay all day, boo. I know yes, how to rock climb. I rock climb for fun on the weekends, boo. But I couldn't-
belay all day. I'm gonna get a t-shirt made.
But, you know, that didn't go in my favor, right? And then just so happens, TJ wants to throw a curveball and make it a girl's day. So this was just the perfect storm. You know, it was really the perfect storm that kind of brewed itself.
All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Now, let's get into a little BTS, right? BTS is during my elimination with Ayana, my shoulder comes out of place.
I saw you hold it on the way out, dude.
Pretty much between us, which, you know, I'm sure I'll get into more in terms of, you know, talking about it more, but my shoulder completely comes out of place backwards. So when I hit the ball, it pops out. And then I literally, as I'm pushing the ball, have to pop it back into place. So I was also pretty proud of myself that I still won that because I'm like, girl, your shoulder popped out and then you did that.
I mean, you also were carrying twins for 10 months. So like, I could imagine you popping a shoulder back in.
That was the first initial contact on the ball. It happened. Now, side note, I popped it back in, right? But I couldn't really physically compete at that point to the 100% ability I would have wanted.
Right.
I was okay. It was back in place. I could, you know, move, but not knowing what was coming up. And let me tell you, that hanging from the trucks didn't help me out because because
that harness was around
and then
the pushing, everybody was pushing each other and I had to like move my shoulder and then it was like popped out again. And then I had to pop it back.
Stop.
You know, anyway, so
I hate it. It's the worst pain in the whole, I've never felt. It's the worst pain I've ever felt.
You know, listen, I was just so nervous that they were going to give me like a full wrestle against Kara. And I was going to be like, guys, I don't know how I'm actually physically do this one. Yeah. But anyway, I'm fine now. Okay. You know, I was in physical therapy. I had to, and you know, this may seem like, okay, fine, you popped your shoulder out, but I do fitness for a living. So this was extremely stressful for me because not until I had the MRI did I know if I was even going to potentially need surgery. I remember thinking to myself, if I need surgery, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, in my life.
You literally said to me on the phone, she's like, niece, I got to tell you what happened. And she was like, by the MRI, they say I might need surgery. I'm like, well, you should definitely go to PT. And she's like, I'm not getting surgery. I don't fucking care what they say.
Yeah, but you know what I did? I followed all the steps. I went to the guy who looked at my MRI and he said, listen, this is not surgical. I said, yeah. Hallelujah. And from that point on,
you PT your ass off.
And I'm fine now. I mean, you know, but that's a side note,
which shoulder was it? Shut up. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get too far into your elimination yet because obviously there's still like a whole lot of challenge that we got to get through, but like,
it wasn't my throwing arm.
It was your throwing arm?
It wasn't.
Thank God. Okay. And then,
but y'all can't throw for shit. So
I can't. No. If I'm down there, I'm still there.
How many animals did they kill in the back?
I mean, the problem with that elimination was that we were so nervous to hit the other person.
Yeah, that, the weapon.
That's something that we don't really, like, it does, maybe it doesn't come across. I mean, you get it a little bit because Kara hits mine, and that's a pretty big deal that I get the first point off of her.
Yeah.
But you were so nervous not to hit the wrong target and give your, and at that point when it's 2 versus 2, who wants to lose potentially hitting yourself, right? So that's when the pressure was really hard. And like my last target was the top corner. So that's why it kind of shows me throw it over the whole thing two times because I was so nervous not to hit anything I shouldn't. And then I also had like a top corner target. Anyway, it was very, it was quite, you know, they make it look actually very, intense watching it, but it was quite the like funny elimination. Basically people were like sitting down, taking breaks.
Yeah. Well, you could see people laughing in between like the throws. I think there was a sense of comic relief, especially building up to it because there was so much tension after you guys had found out you were going against each other. Like, you know, obviously Tina was somebody that ended up saying your name, as well as, you know, Brandon said Kara's name. Like there was just a lot of tension across the board of whose name got said. So like, what was it like the moment you found out that you guys were going against each other? What was your mindset like? And then how did you think Kara was going to perform knowing that she was so fired up?
Listen, I'm going to be honest, and I have to be like completely honest here on this podcast. I had a feeling that Kara was meant to stay. Mm. Like she was meant to see that vengeance, like see where it could go, you know? I was happy. I didn't even give a shit. I didn't care that people like, you know, listen, I was like, okay, I'm a threat. I get it. I ended up.
I love the way you handled that. Sucks for me. You're like, so I'm a threat.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, like I get it. You know, I would, you know, the only thing that bothered me, do I expect anything from Jay? Do I expect anything from Jasmine? Do I expect anything from Brandon? Absolutely not. Avery didn't say my name. That was nice. Mm-hmm. But it's like, and she made a note to tell me that, you know, she was like, I wouldn't say your name, you know? Aww. The only thing that bothered me was that Tina, kind of just because she wanted to go with the group, said my name. And I'm like, Tina, even if this is just the way I work, even if there were 20 votes for you and 2 for someone else, I would say that other person.
Of course.
Because I just would not say your name, you know, like. That's the way I work. And so for me, the fact that she just kind of said my name because the majority had already been decided. And then I also just thought to myself, well, it wasn't the most strategic. Maybe you shouldn't have voted last, but again, it's not,
you know. It was so Tina, though. I'm going last. Like, she never wants to tell you shit. She's so sneaky.
Yeah.
But now watching it back, like, seeing that this plan was pretty much all calculated anyway. Like, Brandon was going to vote. Jazz was going to vote the way she was going to vote. And it didn't necessarily matter. It probably wouldn't have mattered if Tina would have gone first or last. Also knowing that, like, there was that moment, just to play devil's advocate, you know, where you do take Tina's star from her. Obviously, like, it was a joke and But do you think that there was, like, just looking at it all now from an outside perspective, seeing it?
Yeah.
Do you think that it was, do you understand why she did it?
Do I? Yeah. I mean, am I upset with Tina? Absolutely not. Are we still friends? Absolutely. Like, I know that she would never, when push comes to shove, if it mattered, ever say my name. And that's what mattered. Right. I mean, I'm not going to let, you know, the chatter of challengers get in my head about who my friends are.
Totally.
You know, she would never do that if it actually mattered.
Right.
But
exactly.
But did I think that it kind of made her look a little kind of suspect? Yeah, I do. Because even Avery said to me, like, I can't believe that, you know, Tina said your name. And I was like, yeah, like, I can't believe that either.
Yeah.
You
know? But we know Tina was never really a strategic player. So we can also chalk it up to the fact that Tina wasn't really thinking.
Tina may not be known as a strategic player, but let's not forget that Tina made it further than, I believe, both of us on Battle of the Sexes, too. She was like one of the last. I think she was one.
See, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends. It was like a popularity. I voted your ass in. But we can
talk about that, too. Anyway, that one mattered, too. That one I lost by one vote. And this one, you did not get an elimination. You just had to get your airplane home.
Well, it made me feel a little bit better.
I know. We all know why. We won't get into it.
Yeah, it's fine. We're okay now, though. Everything's fine now. Everyone makes mistakes when you're 24.
This is what I'll say about the challenge for me, and I have to be honest, okay? Coming back to it with such a full life made it fun. Right. It didn't make it so, yes, it's a serious game. Yes, there's a lot of money. Yes, it's, you know, a lot of emotions and it's intense and it's all those amazing things and all those crazy things. But I was, you know, like Cam says, if you go home early, she goes home to her kid. If she stays, she stays till the end. It's like, there's a sense of, okay, well, either way it goes, I'm going to be okay.
Exactly.
You know? Right. I think the challenge isn't your end all be all, or you would have been on the like, you don't need it to one, tell you about yourself, or two,
right,
like, provide your income. I mean, yeah, of course it's nice to have the chance to win money, but you do have a very rich life at home. Like, you have all of these things that make your life so full. So it's like, you have four reasons. Exactly. And that's just people, you know, living in your home. That's not even your business, you know?
It's nice when, like, your home life is, and your love life and your family life is separated from the challenge. Like, I think, you know.
Tori has a problem with that.
I mean, I'm.
She's like, are you on the challenge? Do you want to do this for a little bit? Do you want to make it public as possible?
Would you like to shack up for a few months? And then?
Would you like to do something right after the challenge and then crash and burn?
I can't help myself.
She's a butterfly lover.
It's like walking into like a room of desserts. I'm like, I'll put you in my body. Okay.
Only if they're vegan.
I can't hate on you, Tori. If you went back about 15 to 20 years, I was pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's just a time of my life. But you know what? I do feel for, just to transition the convo for a little bit, I feel for Laurel and Nicole because I know what it's like to be in there with your ex when like it doesn't feel like there's been like actual closure, and like now these two are kind of like revving it back up again. What was it like being in there seeing that, Rachel? Were you there for that, or like
I was actually really close, really really close with Nicole. Like we were good friends, and she was really upset. I think she felt the pressure, you know, the peer pressure to vote for me. And she felt bad about it after. Like, she came up to me and she was like, you know, I really feel bad about it. I don't want to do that again. And I was like, okay, no problem. But, you know, in terms of all of us hanging out, there was definitely a sense of just friendship and comfort in, you know, everyone kind of hanging out. I was surprised by Laurel. She was much more warm in person than I thought she comes off on sometimes. And I think you can see it actually a little bit on this All-Stars more so than past seasons. She's much lighter, much warmer, you know, and I think that's beautiful. I think it's nice to see. In terms of Nicole and her, it was just like a 30-minute basis. They'd literally come into the room and be like, I'm done. Like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. And then I'd like walk out of the room to go downstairs and they'd be like in the corner making out. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know? But like, that was the way it was, right? You'd get a story, you'd get like one story in one ear. And then you'd notice it was totally different when they were together.
It's tough.
It is tough. But I think because their relationship is still like, the breakup was so new. Like, it wasn't like.
Let's not talk about it now. Because.
Oh no, it's a mess now. That shit's done. If they ever go back together, they should just move on an island somewhere far away. But it is that thing where I think you do share these moments outside and inside of the show that like bonds you guys in such a different way. It's very different than meeting somebody organically in real life. Like it's just very different. But it's just hard to watch, you know, the ups and downs from minute to minute of how that dynamic changes, because you're stuck there and you're like, I love this person, but you're also like, I can't fucking stand this person. And it's also very hard to solve problems when you're in a challenge house. You have so many other things going on. It's like, how do I mend this?
Well, that's why I always give Tori so much credit, because, and I tell you all the time, I mean, I tell her this all the time. I'm like, not only did you make it through probably one of the most emotional things you could
that
go
one was hard.
Challenge, but you beat two of the strongest men to ever do the challenge in a final. And I say it to you all
when
the time.
When was this?
What's the one? Ride or Dies.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I was like, who is, oh, I forgot Johnny was there. I was like, what are the other guys?
You're one of the strongest two to ever do the game. Like what Tori was able to pull off on Ride or Dies, I always say is
With Devin.
Absolutely. And you need that support.
Yeah.
But it was, but I'm talking about you just in an emotional level, like
Thank you.
Go through that and then still be able to keep your head in the game enough to win is a lot. So let's see.
Thanks.
Let's see if Laurel and Nicole can keep their head in the game enough to win. You know, I think that when you have that kind of emotional turmoil going on in the house, it's extremely hard to stay focused on the game.
100%.
I think being intimate, though, definitely makes it 1,000 times worse. I think, Tori, that's where you had like a fucking a foot up.
And
on
I had
that
you because, there.
Partner. I was in your bed a lot.
Never had to question his loyalty because
this
I knew
is what I said.
Never...
Best friends are going
to
talk.
Oh yeah, I would have killed his fucking.
Yeah.
Listen, I talked to him. I was like, Tori comes first, bro. I know you're my partner, but like,
yeah.
My best friends comes before, like her well-being is important to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna tell, like, I just didn't want to be involved. I'm like, I'm too old for this shit. And then just go to Tori and hold her in bed and like talk about whatever.
Yeah. And I think I'm thankful for that season. I obviously, like, we can speak on how difficult that was, but even watching it, like you said, with Laurel and Nicole, it's gotta be difficult. But I agree with you. Laurel definitely comes off with this like more like light energy. And like after spending more recent time with Laurel, I'm team Laurel all fucking day. Like I'm a huge Laurel fan. So
me too.
Shout out to her. And I'm rooting for her in this game. Yeah. Especially now that you're not there anymore, Rachel, you were obviously my number one to root for, but let's get into this elimination. Yeah.
I really didn't love it.
I mean, if Tori and I do another season, we're going to have to go to the local dart or axe throwing facility and start to practice.
Please do. And,
I mean, I'll have to come. I mean, I've been very lucky. Like I'm kind of a dart shark. I don't know.
Oh, kind of you're okay. A dart shark.
Yeah, I am. Like I'm a pool shark and a poker shark. I somehow am good at these things, but I don't know what
I'm
doing.
We're going to put that to the test, Niecy. We're going to put that.
No, I actually don't. If you see it down there and I have to go, don't put me in.
How long was this elimination in total?
Because I mean, they had to re-rack the stars. They had to re-rack the stars.
Wow.
All right, we threw all that. But I will say there was strategy to it, which now, you know, whenever you do an elimination or you do any challenge, you always look at it with like 20/20 from after having done it. Like,
of course.
So I grabbed all of my big stars first and threw them at that small one at the bottom until I finally hit it. And it took me a while. But when I had to hit the top corner one, all I had left were the small stars, which are like so hard to control. So having looked at it, you know, in retrospect, I should have used the smaller stars for the closer target and saved my bigger stars for the bigger tar for the further away or harder target. So there was some strategy to it, but I do think this game came down to a little bit of luck. And, you know, had you of had to put money on it, I think most people would have put money on me winning that after seeing our first throw. I don't think anyone up in the, you know, up in the bleachers was watching it thinking after we first threw our first star, this is looking good for Kara.
Right.
But we ended up, you know, like I said, I truly believe, and I do truly believe that these games are somehow written in the stars.
Of
They
course.
are meant to be, though. The way some seasons, the way they work out, it's like you couldn't have written it better and it was just meant to be.
Yeah.
And for, unfortunately, in this situation, I don't think I was meant to stay more than Kara. I think she had more of a vengeance to get back in that house and stir up shit. And I'm okay with saying that, you
Yeah,
know?
but I
And
want to.
I was injured. So
Right, I was
side
gonna
note,
say, could you
I was
imagine
out.
if your shoulder just kept falling out and falling out? All of like the tendons and ligaments and shit would have been like, you would have had to get surgery. So
So
it
that
all
was in
works
the
out the way it's supposed
back.
to. I said it
Exactly.
last podcast. It's you dealt the deck of cards, the game is already written, and we stay or go dependent on whatever, you know?
I agree.
Like we
I
make the
agree.
moves we make, we say the things we say, we're friends with who we're friends with, we vote however.
I
It's
agree.
just, it's already written.
I agree.
Did you ever, at any point in time, obviously you had a really good first throw and then like you had some good throws in there. Did you ever feel like you were getting the hang of it? Or did you feel like when you were in there, did you, like you said, going back to that energy feeling like you were just not meant to be there anymore?
I think that, you know, I think I knew I was supposed to win. I think that that was probably one where I should have beat someone like Kara, which would have been obviously monumental. But I think in the back of my head, like I said, I was like, well, what does tomorrow bring? Will I be able to do tomorrow's challenge? I'm not really that sure that I can even swim right now. Like, I, you know, to like lose my arm like that was not the most comfortable thing to do. My shoulder,
It would have popped
it
out
was
again.
back in place and I was, and, you know, I had a medic look at me. They 100% took care of me completely in terms of production, but didn't wanna, you know, I didn't wanna go home on an injury. And I think in the back of my head, that played a little bit of a role for me. If I'm, you know, being completely honest, it's, you know, when even the smallest thing, when something is just off in your body, it affects your mind so much. So,
It lives there. It's living underneath the surface of
exactly.
every conscious present action going forward. So
Exactly. I mean,
I hear that.
yeah. So I think that for me, like I said, it worked out the way it was supposed to. I had two stars within, you know, three challenges. I felt really good about that. Doing a third one would have just made everybody upset. You know, it just would have been like, what are
And
you guys even here?
you
What are you guys
totally
even
could
here for? Just
have.
write the check for me at this point, you know? So I said, you know what? Let me make this game a little more interesting and let you guys fight for the stars now.
So
So,
thoughtful of you.
yeah, you know, let Jasmine get one. Let her see
It's
what it's like, you know?
really crazy to have like looking at my screen right now and seeing the three of us and how differently we would play. Like you would go, I would probably stay if my limb was hanging off my body. Tori would fucking probably stay too.
I
We're
mean,
crazy
listen.
like that. I don't know. It's just
I
interesting
mean,
because I feel like we would play similar games, but when it comes to like our own personal safety, I think you might care a little bit more.
well, I have to care. It's my
You have
job.
to care.
Right, of
Yeah. I mean,
course.
not for
I mean, when
nothing,
I
but
put out Anissa's Fitness, it's gonna be different, but like for now.
Exactly. If you do Anissa's Fitness, you're not going to want to tear your knee, okay?
Yeah. No, it's
So
not. I didn't want to in the first place. If they didn't put 100 balls in a fucking bus going nine
you're not
laps
going to
with
want to
my
go through
partner,
ACL surgery again.
yo, never the fuck again. That shit was
Dude,
so
awful.
that's, you know, that's my point. But, you know, listen, like I said, this season was extremely special for me for so many different reasons. And I think that, you know, obviously being there with Veronica and Tina was really special, regardless of how it kind of all trickled down. And, you know, like I said, I was really thankful that. Even though I had to go in twice, I was thankful that somehow the chips didn't fall where it was like me versus Veronica or me versus, you know, which really it could have happened. I mean, if I were them, I would have done that. Like I would have said, break it up, you know, and just that would have been more important to me than getting rid of Ayana, you know, but they you know, Cam really led the charge and was like, this is what I want. And like I said, when you're dealing with someone like a Cam in the house, it's extremely vulnerable to go against it.
Yeah, for sure. She's a tidal wave.
Yeah. And you know, I could sense, you know, I even give Ryan a lot of credit because granted, I would never expect him to vote for me, but he was hysterical. He was so like in my corner 100%. He was like, I've known Rachel for 20 years. Like, I will never vote for her. You know, Ace, someone who I hadn't seen in so long. You know, he was.
Ace always does the right thing, though. He doesn't care. He's right. Very like, I'll go against the grain. He doesn't care at all.
And to be honest, to be quite honest with you, this season, I had the numbers to make it to the end. Like, really, if you look, it just so happened that that middle group, that was the smallest middle group we ever had. Five people.
Yeah, it was tiny.
And it just so happened that three out of those five are not people that are my numbers. But if you look at the rest of the cast, I had Brad in my corner. I had Ace in my corner. I had Kara in my corner at this point. Mm-hmm. I probably even had Laurel because we were all kind of really getting along at this point.
Right.
You know, I really did have a lot of momentum, but like I said, it just, this game is especially, I like it for that reason. I feel that this All-Stars is unpredictable, completely unpredictable. You can't know if you're going to be in the middle group, the top group, the bottom group. You just never know what's going to happen. And, you know, one of the things that I think watching 39 right now is I'm just so annoyed with like just the number game. I'm like, ugh, like, it just is like, okay, well then you're going to win the money because like, oh, what, you came with 10 friends? Okay, great. Like, you know, I like the unpredictability of, of the game. I hope that they bring more things like this back into the challenge because I think it makes it a bit more even, or makes it so that someone like me will go home, or it makes it so that someone, you know, whereas usually if you come in with a ton of friends, i.e. you've done the last 10 seasons, you're probably going to be okay for the first of the show, you know?
Yeah, maybe. It also may make it difficult. It starts stacking up friends. Shit gets a little weird, gets a little squirrely. So it can go both ways if you have too many friends. At one point, you just got to lock the door on friends.
But listen, I
just like make some acquaintances. I like having friends. I just like the unpredictability. That's
of course,
all.
I do too. I don't, as a viewer, I don't want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I told you this, Ray, over the phone, like it's, or did I talk to Tori about it? Either way, it's all just morphing. The conversation is like, you don't want to see the same person win every single challenge. Like it's cool if you deserve, like, oh, you kicked everybody's ass, fine. But like it, you know, people don't want to see the same people
it's
win
not
all the time.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, they want to vote for the under, root for the underdog. They want to root for the person that they saw kill it 10 years ago, but haven't seen, i.e. you, Rachel, like haven't seen you in forever. You know, I think the only letdown is because people want to see you just flex the whole season, you know? And that's like the only upsetting thing is I know that you can do most things that most people can't. You've been really good at a lot of shifty things. And even as your partner, like, you scared me more than elimination, but it, you're just good at shifty shit. Laurel's good at shifty shit. Jordan's good at that kind of stuff. Like you want to, it's just interesting to see that. So that's the only thing that I'm sad about. Like, of course I want your shoulder to be all right. Clearly I'm glad that it is. And I'm happy that you get to go home and see your family, but fuck, did I not want to see you win and shake shit up and fucking throw stars around that thing.
I know.
Just be like, stars, stars, stars.
I know.
Wouldn't it be really funny? I mean, really excited about that.
Yeah. Listen, you know, like I said, I never say never. So you never know what's going to happen in the future.
Would you, if you won? If you would have won, who, like, because you see that you didn't know Cara gave her star to Jasmine because you had already left.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? And if you were in Cara's position, who would you have given it to?
I probably would have given it to someone like Flora.
Okay.
Because I would have wanted her. I mean, granted, if you look at the star holders at that point, then it would have been Flora. But that's who I was thinking. It was either going to be like a Flora, who I actually absolutely love. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I also just think it would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I love the game.
I really, honestly, it's so fun to play the game now because it's just fun, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, but it probably would have boiled down to Flora or Laurel. Like I would have done either, I would have went strong, like I would have went big, or I would have went with someone who it's like, okay, let me give Flora a star and let her take it to the final. Because mm-hmm. she could take it to the final, or she'll now be in jeopardy to be called in. Whereas at this point, it doesn't look like Flora will ever get called in, right? Because right. why, unless the winner group has some kind of control on the middle group, but why would anyone want to do that? Because she's great. She gets along with everybody. And you're probably going to just possibly give a star away. I mean, she'd be the first to say that. I'm not putting down her in
totally.
Any way. She would be the first to say, like, I'm not going into a limit. Like, I'm not coming yeah. out of elimination, you know?
What do you think about, like, I mean, just obviously Cam had different opinions about Kara giving her star to Jasmine. And I think that it could go, you could look at it both ways, right? Like, yes, you could give it to a strong player, but then Kara's just experienced going up against a strong player in elimination that also has a star. And I think she's like, okay, well, I won that by the skin of my teeth. Is that a phrase?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. So yeah, I barely.
Yes, I think
that.
You're right. I think
you did. Did I finally get a phrase right?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, great. So Kara like barely won that against you, you know, just because it could have gone either way. It was a chancy
definitely
elimination. And then like now give Laurel a star and then, oh shit, like Laurel, you're like another giant in the game. So I almost feel like Kara made the right move about giving it to Jasmine. Also, it makes it great for the plot because they're already going after it. It's like,
right.
And Jasmine is so spicy. It's amazing. Like she is a spice
ball. She's just the tiniest little thing. She's like a chihuahua.
She's yeah. amazing. Like I'm a fan of Jasmine. She's feisty, but like I think I think she made the right move. And from an entertainment perspective, I'm all for it. What do you think? Like
I'll tell you this much, having known what I know about All Stars, this is going to be one of the most entertaining seasons that have happened.
Yeah.
Very, very like in terms of everything that goes down. I mean, there is going to be fireworks on this show. And I feel really, really, really proud to be a part of it because that's the way I used to feel when I did them. You know, yeah. when I was doing like the Infernos and the Gauntlets and the Battle of the Sexes and, you know, all of those things, right? You felt like you were a part of something bigger than yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's how I feel about this season. I feel like this season is something that's bigger than itself. It's going to be written down in the history books in terms of revitalizing the franchise, you know, really like giving it that energy it needed again. And and now we'll kind of take it into the next season. So, you know, I think this is really the precursor for 40. I think this will really take it into the next season in terms of what will happen, you know.
Are you saying there's a chance?
I mean, like I said, I never say never.
Yeah.
But you know, listen, it's
said
a
never
lot.
For 10 years.
Like I said to you, like I said to you, Tori and Anissa, I say this to you guys, I give you so much credit that you do this multiple times a year or even once a year because it's stressful, it's anxiety driven. It's like
I got to see my best friend for weeks.
I know, but especially.
But it is stressful, but
you
could separate.
You all the time.
Yeah, like, but you know what? If they're not, it's a boring game. Keep me fucking entertained. Also, don't throw me in. But Ray, you know how it is. You used to call me the exterminator because that I kind of like accepted my fate. So I knew that 23, 24 eliminations later, like, I'm still alive. My feelings aren't hurt. Like, everybody.
Well, you're so good at it. I mean, you're smart and you're also one of the stronger girls. I mean, in terms of just.
Yeah, so don't fuck with me.
So
there she is.
Well, people cannot underestimate you. That's for sure.
Thank you. I like when they do because that's fuel too. And it just, I think that's
that
what keeps us going
too. I'm so over the challenge just making certain type of women strong women. It's like, well, if you're athletic and you've got muscles, then you must be strong. Well, no, that's
I am. It's just underneath my cushion of love. Like I also need to be snuggly in the winter. So I'm just trying to think of like all body shape, like all of my body. you know, but I still
talking to you, Niecy. I'm not about you right now.
Sorry, my love.
All the women.
I thought this was a compliment.
It's about the little
me.
Women, the short women.
Yeah, Jhené, yes. Who's double yeah, champ.
The women
brilliant
like
Jhené,
you know, yeah. Who like made
so
me
strong.
Come in. Yeah, you know?
Right.
So I think that it's, you know, whatever. I just think that everyone, nobody can be underestimated in this game.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. I hope you do come back because that would be fun. And you and I haven't done a show together in a long time. And I feel a retirement coming on soon for myself. So
really?
It would be nice to get us all together for one last try.
Can you imagine if all three of us were on together?
I like
Girl,
the
no.
sound of that.
I don't know if anybody's ready for that.
I like the sound of that.
I mean, listen, that'd be the only way I stay sane on it.
Dude, it's so true. I'm like really, really fingers crossed that there's an opportunity we get to experience those moments together, Rachel. It's been, even though you weren't on this season for the longest time, you made such a powerful impact. It was so good to see you again on our screens. The people have been begging for this moment, and thou hath fed thy fandom. And now
I did
have
not. It's
thou
a boy.
And thou hath left them hungry for more. So
yeah,
Rachel.
I died. That's how I like to do it. Listen, my most memorable season, I went home probably around the same time, which is this game is ugly, the inner circle is ugly, and I'm out. Like that yeah. was probably one of my most memorable seasons. And I thought about that actually after this one. I'm like, girl, you went home like probably the same time, probably like four shows in. And same thing with this one. I feel like my time, it was quality, not quantity.
Hey. And it was quality for sure. It was awesome to see you on there, and I can't wait to see you on there again, hopefully in person next time. But
yes.
For the people that are going to miss seeing your face, where can they follow you on social media? Tell us about Rachel Fitness and how they can support that, or if they want to join, and anything else you want to leave the listeners with.
So basically, I have an online fitness platform, so it's great for people that are challenge fans because you can be anywhere in the world. And you can literally go to rachelfitness.com. You can pick a subscription. You can have access to thousands and thousands of workouts. Every day I put up a new workout. I have treadmill runs. If you're someone who's familiar with Barry's, like I have treadmill runs up there. I have shorter workouts, 10-minute workouts, 5-minute workouts. Every day I do a new 30-minute workout. And I am going to say I am a master at what I do. And
you're
I will put myself up against whoever the fuck. I know what I'm doing when it comes to fitness. And what I mean by that is that I make it fun. I make it engaging, and it's doable, but the hardest thing you're ever going to do. So it's kind of got that nice balance to where you're definitely going to get in shape, but you're also like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know? And I love what I do. It's really, truly, truly, truly my passion. I wake up every morning happy to wake work out at 6:30 a.m., which if you're not somebody who didn't like to do that, that probably would suck. Mm-hmm. So Rachel, at Rachel_fitness is my Instagram. I also put up kind of free workouts every now and then that people can just have access to kind of try it. And then if you love it, you can literally buy a set of medium, buy a set of heavy weights, and that's all you need. So yeah, rachelfitness.com. And that is my bread and butter. That's how I take care of my three kids and my life.
I am constantly inspired by you and your fitness and your athletic abilities. So thank you for doing what you do and showing up, Rachel, and being proof that literally no matter who you are, where you come from, and what you look like, how old you are, whatever, you can literally be as strong as you want to be. Like nothing can hold you back. You are such an inspiration.
I agree.
Listen, I'm stronger at 40 than I was at 25. And so, you know, I feel better at 40 than I did when I was heavily doing the challenges in my 20s. So, you know, I think that obviously, like you said, Tori, there's a huge future ahead of you, Tori, because you're just a youngin', you know?
I know. She's just a little baby.
We're all here to show you. I'm here to show you, honey, that don't worry. You can.
I know. It'll be okay. And you'll have great skin
and
a great body.
Me and Niecy are here to prove to you. You have got another 10 years in you, girl.
Oh, don't tell
the
haters.
We probably have longer than
They're
that.
They're getting pissed. Haters about to be pissed. Oh, well, thank you so much, Rachel. We fucking love
you. Thank you, Ray.
It's a pleasure
thank
to speak
you guys.
To you
love
always.
You both.
Miss
Love
you on the
you.
Show. Can't wait to see you in the future.
Can't wait.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
That was an amazing interview with Rachel. I know she lives around the corner from you. You see her at Barry's. She's been a friend of mine for 2 decades. I am sad to see her leave because I feel like she had so much more to give, but I get it. Dude, Things happen the way they're supposed to.
She gave. She saw. She conquered. She really did. She came in and she was incredible.
I just wanted to see more incredible stuff.
Yeah, and I fingers crossed that we get another Rachel return because it like the fandom has been waiting for it. We've gotten it and we need more. You know, we've just gotten a taste of it and we're ready for more. She is truly iconic. She is the moment. She is the vision. She is my vision board for 2028. Eight and on.
Just like, Rachel.
Yeah, just board. No, she is incredible. And like, it was so amazing talking to her. And I can't wait to see what else she brings to us in the future.
Yeah, she is great. Well, so are you. Speaking of vision boards and people you have, Tori, you're on mine. And I want to know where else we can see you besides my vision board.
Excellent. You guys can follow me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. And you can click the link in my bio for my link tree and get all of my other social media pages. And Anissa, where can they follow you?
At someone who's going to fix my nail because my gel just came off. Mm. So send me coupons. No, really. Find me at on Instagram at Anissa. I can't even talk. You can follow me on Instagram, Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A. MTV, and thank you for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. And if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and please tell a friend.
And remember, you can watch The Challenge, All Stars 4, and more on Paramount Plus.
And we'll see you next time on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.